We're joined here in the studio right now by the mayor of Carrboro, Lydia Lavelle. With a lot going on in the town of Carrboro, cool, exciting stuff coming up with regard to the Board of Aldermen. Thanks for joining us, Mayor.
Happy to be here, as always, Aaron.
So let's start by talking about a new format for work sessions, which actually just came into my inbox right as we were talking about it earlier this afternoon. We got an email from the town about a new format for work sessions, which enables members of the Board of Aldermen to sort of communicate with residents a little bit more directly during those sessions?
Not so much with residents,
with each other. Okay.
Yeah. So this was an idea we had near the end of last, our last spring meetings, near the end of the spring meetings, which would have been in June. But we were talking about how to kind of improve the way we can, like, learn information at our work sessions. And digging through the archives, I found that we actually had a policy on work sessions, a resolution we'd passed some years earlier, which essentially stated, as with most boards, that a work session is, you know, for members of the board to really kind of, you know, discuss items, you know, in particular detail with presentations from staff or as needed. But it's not that you don't want public input. It's more to have an opportunity to really kind of dig in and go at the details, kind of like a retreat almost.
Yeah.
And so so we talked this summer about how could we reformat our work sessions so that we could, you know, really kind of be able to, like, sit and kind of, you know, get into the meat and details of several proposals that are before us on a board member basis. So we came up with this idea, and this actually was an idea suggested by Randy Haven O'Donnell. And so she and I talked about it, and we talked to the rest of the board about it and the manager, and going to kind of go for it. We also had our town clerk kind of contact other boards to see how they handled their work sessions.
Okay.
But it's going to be more like after we have preliminary announcements or quick consent agenda items, then we're going to break out into kind of three groups and sit around round tables and, you know, a couple board members at each table, and I'll probably, you know, roam around from table to table or whatever, and have a staff member at each table and really kind of dissect whatever our topic is for the meeting. And we kind of talked through it and thought that, you know, probably can't have any more than two, like, overriding topics for a work session. And so that gives you, like, three aspects of one topic you can really dig into, and then three aspects of another topic you can really dig into. And then each of these tables, the three tables, will be kind of led by a staff person to kind of hone in on a particular detail. So
will it be like different staff members doing different topics at different tables? So will board members get up and move around?
Yes.
Or,
okay. Yeah, board members will rotate from table to table. Yep. And then I don't know if it'll be at the end. This is, you know, an experiment, you know. But I don't know if it'll be at the end of that particular session that the staff member then kind of gives a summary of what they've heard, or if we'll get that afterward or whatever. But the consistent thing is the staff member kind of talking back and forth with the two board members that are there kind of sitting and discussing it. And so a couple of the work session items, for example, for this Tuesday night, the first one is we have an updated draft of our advisory board policies and procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, there's a lot of nuance to it. And I know there are certain, kind of decisions we're trying to make with regard to it. And so my sense is that each table will have a different issue related to the overall policy procedures to really kind of discuss and get in depth about. And then the second topic for Tuesday night is entitled Report on Human Services Assessment. And so this is a way to give background information to the different board members on what our existing human services are, and to identify gaps and what might be our greatest needs. So those seem like two kind of really big topics that can be broken down into a couple of different ways, but yet they're not totally controversial topics either.
Right.
So we kind of looked on it as a way to just be able to engage on a more personal, individual level on different topics. Now, the meetings, as usual, though, are, you know, open to the public. And so if the public wants to come and listen from the audience, they can. If they want to, you know, kind of walk around and hear what we're talking about, that's absolutely fine, too. But it's funny, we found when our town clerk talked to other boards, other clerks for other boards across North Carolina, that other boards do similar kind of more casual work session style arrangements to have a more kind of collegial conversational setting. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, seems like a really good idea. The only thing I was thinking about, like a member of the public who goes to the meetings and expect everyone to be sitting around the table at the dais and everyone speaking into the microphones, and this will be sort of a different vibe for people who come to watch. But if they can sort of walk around and listen and observe, that's good too.
Yeah, they can walk around and listen and observe. You got the news release, put it on our website. We're trying to put a little blast out to the regulars so they kind of understand the new format. And, you know, even each of us kind of won't know what's going on at the tables beside us until it's summarized. We thought it might be a good way to really be able to, ask. Another way is you can ask more questions that way too.
Right,
right. 'Cause there's two of you talking to a staff person.
And it's not as formal. It can be back and forth.
Yeah, and the other idea too is I think we'll kind of mix it up a little too. So sometimes you're with one alderman or sometimes with another. You kind of mix that up too. We'll see. I think it sounds like a great idea.
And that starts right away on Tuesday?
Yeah, we're going to try it on this with this work session. And we'll try it for our work sessions here in the fall. And then we'll kind of talk about it and see what we think about it.
Cool. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle again, that starts with the work session beginning next week, Tuesday. We talked about the meeting last week. We're talking about last week's meeting last week where you're going to be starting up the Youth Advisory Board again or getting people on that board. So how is that going?
Yeah. So I just wanted to give an update on that. We have been accepting applications, and I touched base with our coordinator, and I think so far we have received somewhere around 15 applications, which is really great. And the deadline, I think, is next Friday. So, again, any youth out there in high school age-ish, you know, I think it's like 15 to 18, who either lives in Carborough, resides in Carborough, or attends school in Carborough, or works in Carborough, and that can be either public or private school or homeschool, is welcome to apply to be on the board.
Absolutely.
And so next Friday, those will all be in, and then we'll have selections, and then we'll be off and running with it.
Very cool. So how many seats are going to be on that board?
You know, I don't have it in front of me right now, but my memory was it was somewhere around maybe 10 or 11.
Okay.
Something like
so
that.
There are more applications.
Yeah.
The applications are good. That's cool.
Yeah, and there's going to be a diversity. I know part of the filtering process will be having a certain number, like from Chapel Hill High School, a certain number from Carborough High School, you know, trying to, in other words, get some diversity on the selection of. So, you know, applicants out there, if you don't get selected, it doesn't necessarily mean that you weren't qualified or we didn't want you. Part of it's going to be kind of sorting through it and getting a diverse group of students.
It's kind of like a microcosm of the town as a whole, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So for people who want to apply for the Youth Advisory Board or for people who know teenagers who might be interested, where do they go to get information and register and apply?
Yes. In our news releases on the website, townofcarborough.org, just flip through down until you see where we're accepting applications for the Youth Advisory Board. And there's a link there you can click right to the application.
Very cool. Again, we're speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle. What else is going on in Carborough?
Well, another kind of announcement that I'll make with regard to this one's actually with regard to National Planning Month. And so the last several years, our planning board has done a really good job in October of planning special sessions kind of in honor of National Planning Month. And we've had different topics over the years. And so and this October, in observance of the month, the board is going to hold a series of three walking conversations in downtown Carborough.
Okay.
And here's what this says about this, and I wasn't familiar with this, so I think this is great. Walking conversations, known to some as Jane's Walks, okay, there's a link, Jane's Walks, uses the traditional walking tour format to engage in conversations about the relationship or interface between people and the built environment. And so this is a concept inspired and promoted by Jane Jacobs. And the website where you can read more about this is janeswalk.org.
Okay.
And so each walk is going to have a different theme, and it could be each walk could be replicated in the future if we find there's interest to do so. And so there are three walks that are scheduled, and here's the topics and the dates. I think this is really... This sounds great. I hope I'm going to be able to work out good on these. The first one is called Downtown Architecture and History, and it's going to be led by Mark Chilton, so our Register of Deeds, former mayor.
Yep.
And that one's going to be on Monday, October 10th at 6 p.m. The second Jane's Walk is going to be held on, it's going to be entitled Inclusivity Downtown, Communities of Color, immigrant communities, led by Hudson Vaughn and Dolores Bailey.
Right.
Okay. And then the last one, and that one's actually going to be Thursday, October 13th.
And Dolores Bailey's with Empowerment, and Hudson Vaughn's with Jackson Center.
Right.
So
right. So
a couple organizations in on that. Yeah.
Exactly. Naturals to do that walk. And then the last one is going to be called Public Space, and that one's going to be led by Molly DeMarco and Travis Clayton. And that one is going to be on Saturday, October 15th at 2 p.m. And so my news bulletin that I have says more information on the particulars of each walk will be forthcoming.
Okay.
So I'm actually really looking forward to hearing more about those.
That's really cool. And Molly and Travis are with Orange Politics and both very active in the community. So a whole bunch of really like experts will be leading these. Are they going to be open to everyone? Is it going to be?
Yeah, they'll be open to anyone.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. And of course it says more information on the particulars. So I assume they have some way to handle it if 50 people show up.
Yeah.
But, it's a lot of these tours that we've had in the past or walking tours we've had usually shakes out. You have a good manageable number.
Yeah.
So I imagine if they had more than they needed, they would figure out a way to accommodate it either then or at another time.
And I love the concept of walking tours, because it's not just sitting there and hearing about the town and how they interact, but just actually being there physically and seeing it and having someone show you, okay, this is how it works, this is the history, and this is how people interact with it. I know UNC has done this, the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Carborough has done this in the past. I'm reminded of you going on the walking tour with whoever it was.
Yeah.
when you became mayor, the disability walking tour.
Yeah,
right,
with Ellen Perry. She had me use a walker and walk through town and actually see what it's like to have a walker and hit the curbs and be at the stoplights.
And you learn so much that
way.
Yeah,
you really, really do. And this one, in particular, all three of these sound really interesting. And that's part of the challenge of having these kind of tours is making them theme-based, right? Mm. You know, so like Marx's architecture in downtown architecture and history, you know, where some focus just on architecture, some on history, some on food, you know, some on the community, like this other one. So it'll be interesting to see how these break out.
Even the architectural tour sounds really interesting to me, because you walk down like Franklin Street, Main Street, Weaver Street, like all these downtown streets, and you walk past these buildings all the time and you notice the storefronts maybe, but you don't actually stop and look at the buildings themselves and think about how the architecture, how it's designed, why it's designed that way, what the facade is on the side, and how that relates to history. So that's going to be really cool, too.
Yes, exactly. And, that reminds me of a tour that I took in Chicago a few years ago, and it was just an architectural tour. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't even, you know, it wasn't the history, and there was so much to talk about.
Was it the boat trip? Or
yeah, it was right there.
Isn't that so much fun?
It was near the boat. We didn't get on the boat, but I saw
gotcha.
The boat one.
Yeah.
But that's exactly where it was, though, right around that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, my boyfriend and I went on the boat tour, and that's so much fun. Oh. And you learn so much about just the history of the town just by looking at the buildings and understanding how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, do you know why October is planning month, just out of curiosity?
I don't, but one thing I just was thinking through.
There's a specific reason, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm sure that we could dig and find it out, and maybe in whatever resolution, if we have one, maybe it'll come to me. But as I was looking at this, I realized these walks begin at 6 p.m., so by the end of them, it might be getting kind of dark.
Mm-hmm.
So the one adjustment that they might make is start at 5:30. I don't know.
Right, right.
We'll see.
Well,
maybe
earlier, we're still on daylight time through October, right? So
We are.
It's still going to be getting a little dark.
I remember my old days as a parks and recreation administrator, and I would think to myself, can I schedule that soccer game and be able to get it in without turning on the lights or whatever? But no, I'm sure they've thought through how long these will be and getting them done in time before it gets too dark. So I have one last announcement.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so the other thing is we, of course, have this really cool we have two new Carborough murals, but the one in particular I'm talking about is this Carborough mural that's at Highway 54 and Jones Ferry Road that was completed sometime this late summer, I think it was. It's a really, really neat mural of faces of, you know, like of kind of, they're not supposed to be real kids, but faces of kids on the side of the wall there. In any event, we're going to have a celebration and dedication of that mural on Saturday, September 24th at 10 a.m. at Town Hall. And the artists and teachers and the children who participated have been invited to attend. That'll be firmed up a little. So what's kind of unusual with this is we're not having the dedication at the site. because the site is like on the side of a highway where it wouldn't be safe.
Right,
and
right.
And we've been advised not to hold it around. There. Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some kind of, I don't know if it's going to be a recreation or some banner we're going to run
just
through.
Set up a video camera at the site and just have a live stream on a big screen right next to.
We could, I don't know if Annette will do that or not, but we'll have some kind of a replica or some type of appropriate kind of recognition of that mural that's over on the wall at Highway 54 and Jones Ferry Road, and kind of just commemorating it because it was a really cool project.
Yeah, and you can go and see that now, right?
It's
up and available.
In fact, you can take the exit off of 54 and you're right beside it.
Yes.
But I have found that it looks even better though if you're up on 54, kind of driving by it, because
mm-hmm.
the way it's situated, it's kind of just look over there and it looks like these little faces are looking up at you from either side.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it looks really nice. So anyone who takes 54
in either direction as you're going over
direction.
Jones Ferry.
Yeah, in either direction, you can kind of see it over there, and it's just, it puts a little smile on your face.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, again, townofcarborough.org is the website. Find out more and get more information about the work session, the Youth Advisory Board. If you are a teenager, if you know a teenager who might be interested in registering and signing up for that, deadline is next Friday. Is that the
next
deadline?
Friday.
So you got a week more to sign up for that. So get on the website and find out more. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.